sat quietly as tears rolled down my cheeks. Pain clouded his gaze as he finished his story, willing me to understand what he'd told me. We don't need to form that connection. I don't need it. I'm happy just as we are.
You're only saying that because you think I'm afraid to feel that pain again.
I clasped my hands, because he was right. And clearly, I was not picking up what he was putting down.
I won't let you die, Penny Bristol. That might mean I will go before you. And I do not want to put you through what I went through.
I'll be in pain regardless. But like I said, we don't have to do this. We already work perfectly together. That's plenty for me. As long as you don't take off again, I'm good.
I'm worried. You are the genius that creates mischief as you discover your magic. I am the experienced mage that sorts everything out, but this time, I don't know what's happening inside of you. I can't help you. In trying to do what I think is best for you, I could be hurting you more than we know.
I leaned my forearms onto the rickety card table before remembering it was a bad idea. It groaned as I leaned back again, threatening to collapse.
So, I'm confused. What now?